such an intuitive energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining, allowing me in your experience, participating this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful, wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that into the second week of November 2020. So you know what that means? Wherever you reside. I mean, at the end of the day, we are all connected. This gigantic energy shift has been happening in the U.S. Yes, the election. And planetally, that Mercury went direct exactly the day of the election. And then also the Mars is still retrograding till middle of this week, I suppose. So the energy has been very actively entertaining us as in a cosmic show. So we're being part of this cosmic show, and I just hoping that you are enjoying this energy. Maybe you feel as a turbulence or roller coastering or heating, whatever that you're noticing, being part of it consciously or not consciously, but as a residence of the Earth planet. This is the moment that we can choose to connect to yourself together and being part of this energy of oneness. And I thank you for taking the time for you and for me and for us to co-create this healing energy that I connect each week and truly, truly appreciate your presence energetically. So today's focus I would like to give is letting go by embodying better relatedness. Letting go by embodying better relatedness. Stay tuned after this conscious breathing exercise as a weekly check-in, being current here now. We together consciously breathe 3 times from the nose and intaking all the energy, fresh air into our physical body, and at the same time noticing using our observer self to observe what you are thinking at this moment, what you are feeling, and how about your physical body is alerting and your mind eyes are seeing, your physical eyes are seeing, you know, just simply notice without engaging it, just like a reporter reporting what's around the presence, and also within what you're thinking and feeling. And then just notice, is that related to that past or is that more related to the future? Is that feeling related to a negative spiral or a positive spiral? Just observe, and the body is alerting with a sensation called pain or full of energy as an exciting, reflecting each part of you. You know, just to notice, even if we just simply allow this air coming in and out. The simple movement, sometimes it's the challenge, most challenging things to do. But just observe and notice the temperature of the air and the thought, and then just open to notice, put a judgment aside, and connect here now with the breath. Let's do that. Ready? Eyes open, wide awake, and let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose, go 2, 3, hold it, keep it. One more time, inhaling all the fresh air into your beingness. Ready? Counting 3, 1, go. 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. The last one. When we exhale in all the air from the body, let us use that energy releasing along with no longer serving whatever the habit, way of being, people, event, pattern of energy that came to your awareness. All this energy that supported us to being here we are as what we are. And for the next, we can consciously choosing what we already served the purpose, done. And have them belong to the past, here now, and then clear more space for incoming fresh energy, more aligning to what we would like to welcome to our experience. Consciously do that. So, to use our power fully, I would like to use the vocal, your voice, when we let the energy air out, and then your voice saying, as a representation of no longer serving component within you, when saying, to let it out, and ears to witnessing, confirming that you are doing it. Releasing it, cleaning it, moving that to the past and create the space for the next. Ready? Let's go. Thank you. for taking the time for yourself, conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. Whew, how you feel? I feel calmer. How about you? It's good to notice before and after so that you can use this energy consciously when you need to redirect the state of being as more ideal, or just refreshing, or just, you know, changing energy the quickest with that mindfulness fully here now with you. So move on to the today's focus I would like to give is letting go by embodying metta relatedness. Letting go by embodying metta relatedness in. So we often hear people saying, letting go, let that go, you know, it means like forget about it, move on. However, the human psyche is such a complex creature, and there is a psychological challenge that when we want to forget about it, there is a reverse psychology not to be forgetting. More and more you focus on forget, and more harder it becomes to forget about. Why? Because when we give attention, energy moves toward it. So when we want to forget something, then the energy goes to something that you want to forget. That becomes more and more you're getting attention. So what's the solution is? Forget is that ideal state that you would like to achieve, and remove the energy from forget, wanting to forget item, well-being, relatedness, the repeating pattern or what happened, repeating event. And the quickest is to replacing that focus, attention to something, and change the flow of your energy to fully engage in something different, and disallowing space for forget, wanting to forget item. That's kind of complicated. Doing is easier. So what is effectively using this human system is to knowing what we would like to resonate. So embodying the better situation, and comes down to everything is energy and relationship to that particular energy, the way of being or creating event, a way of connecting to the event. And every day, or a sense of self, or other people, and friends, and lover, whatever, whatever, you know. So what is the ideal way of relating to the particular energetic component? If we are unsure what would be satisfying way of experiencing, then embodying the freshness to redirect the sense of self here. Now, I'd like to carry this topic to the next segment. So come and join, click in the link at the description page. So I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing. Come join me. Welcome back. So embodying what we like to experience, sometimes unsure, because even if we use our imaginations and willingness and the power to dream about, sometimes we're encouraged to just to want to forget and unable to think about what will be the best, emotionally so occupied. If that's the case, that's okay. Just embody the feeling, There's a two at least choice here, like something that we like to forget about and something that we would like to engage or being. So the feeling is the easiest, and everyone, one of us, can embody. Doesn't have to be the experience itself in the successful career or relationship or happy marriage or family. Doesn't matter. But that feeling, happy, that's embodiable, right? So choose that feeling. It's the quickest. And that is powerfully redirecting our attention. So the feeling is putting in the experience. So experience is giving us the feeling. It's vice versa. But what we can use our personal power to choose is to choose our feeling. That's manageable. Hello, I suppose. Sometimes it's hard. So good manager of own energy is to managing emotion. Sometimes it's very hard for me. I kind of up and down, bumpy, emotional, charged energy as connecting to my spirit, as a demanding spirit I have with me. So and then doing it more and more, and then we are becoming better managing that flow. So consciously doing, and then that will make us better. That's natural part of human ability. The question comes down to what would be good for us to do? What would help us practically ideal? So here's what I like to share is that, again, step one, notice that something that you would like to forget, that's consciously commit to forget about, means letting go. But that's it, not engaging into it, but just noticing what you are letting go. And then the second step is to choose that feeling you would like to have here now. It doesn't need to be the year from now or next month or tomorrow, but here now. And ideally, if you can embody that situation or experience, and then embody that. And relatedness, how you relate to that event or person or people or the space in the next step, in the next stage, or you want to welcoming. If it is hard to find the relatedness in who's around you, what you experience in all these five senses, sensors to visualizing or embodying that experience, and then simply allow you to choose the feeling. Okay, I would like to feel hopeful if something that you would like to forget is painful, and then you notice the pain, and then you can choose hope and embody the hope energy, emotion, using the breath. Being part of something that simply you can be reminded, this energy of hope. Maybe you wanna listen to the music that connected to the hope, energy of hope. Or you may want to take a walk and observe the flower by the street that you may feel the hope, able to embody that energy easily. So these choice that we have and choose to engage the least easiest, simplest thing that to help you embody the chosen feeling. So I would like to ask and challenge you to practice the next segment, the intuitive reading that I would like to give today's focus also from Life Path, that using the together oneness energy is really helpful, being part of the mutual interest and connection is supporting our own choice in this field of energy. More and more you put the energy in and being part of the similar energy, and then it will happen quickly. The more we have power in the oneness energy, and more possibly we can get that support from the individual conscious creation if we allow ourselves to choose in that way. So letting go by embodying better relatedness. Sometimes the counting chicken first to see what which egg's gonna hatch. Letting go, forgetting, sometimes it's challenging coming back and back. So know that simple reverse dynamic, reverse psychology, and start from the beginning. The outcome you would like to have as replacement for serve the purpose, letting go experience. That doesn't need to be letting go of that physical connectedness to the event or thing or person or people, but the way of you connecting, relating, that relationship is holding that key, and it is up to you to change the way you relate to that energy component. Start from the beginning, embodying better relatedness here now. What's the feeling when you're experiencing that here and now? This is Juni Universe. So today's intuitive reading I would like to give is from Life Path as usual. And then again, I would like you to choose the feeling that you would like to experience as an embodying better relatedness. Let us use our togetherness in the most practical way, effective way, so that may be redirected, bringing healing and sense of calmness. And all we deserve is healing in oneness, that amazing power that we can co-create for one another. Together we have one another. And send a good energy to others in the oneness, and that will help us receive that powerful energy that you are embodying. So please send a good thought to the energy reading requester as if they're experiencing their perfect way in this oneness when you're listening me delivering the intuitive insight for them. And then also embodying the feeling that you like to experience here. I like to embody loving or love starting from self-love. Loving. How about you? Okay, here is 3 minutes. I am putting the timer here. Okay, the first request is mint. Mint, here is your 3 minute mint. Okay. I'm having a sense that this is something related to a business or a financial money related matter. And then I have an image of very solid, concrete, and plugged in readiness. And it's all you need to do is to power on and begin. I haven't enough communication material ready to turn on, and in the sense of what you're supposed to do in this lifetime is already in the background and nicely blended to what this is about. I have a sense that something that your family member went to the other side already passed is guiding you during the sleeping time. So be open to receive the messages when you sleep and after woke up from the dream. Might be showing up as a feeling or the dream. So I encourage you to get some backup hint that will help you to stay on track. I have a sense that you are kind of go and back, and then it's sort of like a lack of overcoming that long-term periodic unsuccessful pattern. And sometimes it feels very fearful that what if it repeated again and again. But here's a reminder that something you feel as repeating on and on as in the same pattern, but the little by little, it's like a spiral going up. It's not exactly the same. Yourself is growing, your creation is growing, and then universe is on board, co-creating. So that universal delay is not denial. And even if you are doing the same thing as an some way of looking at that, but where you dedicating or dedicating you is maturing, becoming more powerful, more knowledgeable, more wiser self to deliver that, perhaps the same context. That will give you a total different impact. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is mint category of life path. I think I would like to send a courage to you. Okay, here is the next one. Pearl. Pearl, here is your 3 minutes. Okay, I got the sense that first I visualized the pearl as a white silverish pearl, but the second thing immediately took over is it's a black pearl. So this contrast is that something that you thought is not the case in a valuable way. So it's quite different from less value or disappointing, but it's quite in a different life is coming out from this particular pearl, especially how other people or the market is embodying what is of this pearl could be different from what you was thinking or creating, but might be better or useful the way it turned co-created by the world around you. I get the sense that this is the whole life lessons, but it's good to have your own idea, and this way it will be the way. But that's only limited to your own knowledge, and perhaps being open to better way or not better way, or there isn't a risk you like it or dislike it. But we always can change that if we notice the dislike it. No need to hold on to the disliking part. Learn that and let go. Today's focus is the letting go by embodying the better relatedness. So what will be a better exciting relatedness to this particular pearl situation, people, the way of being? So embodying that, and maybe you may want to create some visual board, a vision board, or to make it as a graphical visualizable form, so that will help you to become more clear about your own choice. That will make you feel more sense of aliveness. And instead of like, is this unsure, or gee, market might be different, or my idea is not going to be accepted, or it could be easily go turn negative. And because the idea is so positive, that contrast is powerful also. So simply know that, and to being open and flexible and embody the excited way of relatedness. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing energy to your creation. This is Pearl category of life path. The next one, quickly going to tree. Tree. Okay. I'm having the sense that that the tree is sort of already in the background, and your knowledge and your foundation in particular creation of this focus represented by tree. I see it as it's actually more of a plant, and that could be a tree. So it's a tricky part is that either way it will be fine. And a tree seems to be a winter time, winter season at this point, and waiting or pause as a natural part of this recovering time. I'm having a sense that the flower blossoming around February, near the Valentine's Day as in a season. But there is a sense of enjoyment, even the cold waiting on time as in a windy, cloudy sky above. I have a sense that this is sort of subconscious choice that things are as is, and maybe the floral energy is around, but seems like there is misresonance to it. Something that soul connected with the water sign, I'm seeing as an connected well, and the joy and passion near here. But seems to be the season is different, and I feel this trend will perhaps go towards the February, so another 3 months or so. You may want to connect with the creativity in the inspiration about the cosmic soul connected type of energy to vitalizing the speed. However, my stronger sense is that this is part of the nature and process, and the things that you may want to do is to accept as is, and then finding some joy way to connect with this tree situation. Good luck. This is tree category of life path. The last one. I feel this tree needing finding some enjoyment among the current situation as a natural part of process. It's all about the process of getting there. Okay, so the last one is letter. Okay, here is the letter. 3 minutes. Immediately that I got the sense that if something being waited and waited and still waiting, and the color of that letter indicating that it could be either way that when it arrives. So that most important is that what you would like to choose from here when that letter arrives. Eventually it comes. So it's good to be knowing that what will make you feel more colorful letters and an exciting and representing whole experience of your joy, success, and happy energy before arriving it. And then when it arrives, and you can open the door and move on. So it's about the preparation and relatedness to the preparation stage. And I highly re I feel that this opportunity is very grounding for you. So choosing red and to many different colors and combination of what most excite you at this stage of your life. I feel that green heart of the matter and third eye, which is your intuition, imagination, interacted so brilliant and strong, and I feel that you spend amazing time developing it, and here is the time and neutral to use the letter and to write and send it out instead of waiting and waiting and waiting. So be creative and courageous, and to do it, open the door even before deliveries comes. I'm getting the sense that doing it till towards year end, it would be fabulous for welcoming the year 2021 for you. This letter matter. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing, success energy to you. So, how's your breathing exercise, listener? You? Do you remember the feeling you chose for embodying? Mine is loving. I feel heart chakra a little bit warm up. How about you? So before closing, let us take a deep breath together in this co-creating oneness energy and strengthening that choice. A power of choice, your power of choice to feel now for the better next. Ready? So let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1 from the nose. Go. 2, 3. Thank you for joining co-creating energy of oneness at Ninja Intuitive. This is Juni Universe. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart. Bye.